Thanks, Jeff. Now, here's a good news story. Belfast Zoo is celebrating the arrival of a new baby gorilla. The Western Lowland Gorilla was unveiled today and is seen as a big boost for the population of the species. And our reporter, Richard Morgan, joins me now in the studio. And you've had a chance to go up and see this lovely little baby. And they're fairly rare, I gather, Richard. What more can you tell us about today?
Well, Connor, the gorilla arrived at the end of August, but we have only just been told about it today. That's because newborn gorillas cling to their mother's stomach for the first few months. Staff at the zoo also wanted to make sure that she survived. You'll be glad to know both mum and baby are doing well. This species of gorilla is found in the dense forests of western central Africa. And as you said, it is critically endangered, meaning it faces a real threat of extinction. I went to the zoo today to see baby Olivia for myself. The sound of animals basking in the sun at Belfast Zoo today. But it's not the sea lions and exotic birds attracting visitors. This time it's the latest arrival, a Western Lowland gorilla called Olivia. These primary five pupils from Cairns Hill School in East Belfast seem to approve of the zoo's latest addition. What do you think of her?
It's the cutest thing in my whole life.
And what about the rest of you?
It's really small. It's so cute. It's just like the ears are so tiny.
It's like a baby version of the mum and dad.
And the mum's trying to protect it.
Best thing this is ever.
The birth of Olivia is arguably a miracle, as Tracy McWilliams from the zoo explains.
Well, obviously, as everyone knows, gorillas are endangered, and our babies are a wee bit special because their father, Gugas, was actually born in the wild, and he was taken by poachers and ended up in a circus, and then he was rescued and came here. And at one time we thought, we fertility tested him and thought he wasn't able to have any babies, but now he's got three, and obviously because he was born in the wild, there's none of his genes in captivity, so it's more fresh genes to add to the captive gene pool.
So fair to say a bit of a miracle birth.
Yes, three little miracles now, and I don't think it'll be too long maybe before we have more by the looks of it.
All ape species are endangered and at risk of extinction in their natural habitat, so Olivia is a big boost for the population.
Hi, I'm Linda Frew and I'm a senior keeper at Belfast Zoo. Belfast Zoo is part of a European breeding programme. We participate with that with our Western gorillas as well as other species that we have here. So this birth is particularly valuable. It is estimated that in the wild within 30 years, if nothing is done, all apes will be extinct in the wild. We hope to be able to breed our gorillas, and as Gugas is so genetically important because he is from the wild.
It's hoped the zoo will breed more Western Lowland gorillas in the future, but for today, Olivia is proving to be a big hit.